All right. So you approached her, you talked to her, you flirted with her, you got something started. What do you want to do here? How do you want to close this up so that you can walk away a happy man with her phone number in your tight little grip? Well, it's actually pretty easy to do. First rule is always end this interaction on a high note. Always, always, always end it on a high note. In other words, don't sit there hoping that she's going to tell you her phone number, just give it to you and say, oh, here's my phone number. It's not going to happen like that. And a lot of guys, unfortunately, will also fall into the trap of not wanting to ruin it, right? You get a good conversation going. She's responding positively to you. Oh my God, now it's time to ask her for a phone number. And if you do that, she could say no, and that would ruin everything. It would be ruined. Guys hate ruining something like this, don't we? Guess what? You got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. If you do your job right, if she's acting positively, if she's reacting positively to you, that's the time to end it. Get her phone number and get out of there before you make a mistake and really screw it up, okay? No, seriously, that's what you got to do is end it on a high note so that she has that tension or that positive expectation that, oh my God, this wasn't long enough. I want to do more. I want to see this guy again. That's what you want. Okay. So what you do is find that point as soon as possible. You got to stop the conversation and say, okay, it's been great talking to you, man. I got to get going. And you start to walk away. You literally turn and start to walk away from her. Now, what's going to happen there is she's going to be left with this feeling of, oh my God, he didn't need anything from me. He wasn't going to come over here just to bug me or hit on me. That is so cool. And then you turn back and you say, hey, you know what? I'm just thinking we might want to continue this conversation again sometime. Give me your cell phone number. Okay, there you go. Boom. You've just created a perfect close because she's going to be like, oh, phew, that would be cool to give this guy my number because it was a cool conversation. He flirted well, and there's no reason why I couldn't see myself hanging out with this guy. Okay. The only reason she can't is if she's already in a relationship, and she will let you know that. Don't worry. That won't be your fault. You'll get over it. If she says, I got a boyfriend, well, then guess what? You gave her a great interaction. You got some practice, and now you get to walk away and do it again and get even better at it. Believe me, man, with this skill, when practice becomes perfect, you are going to have the time of your life because you'll have more women to hang out with than you know what to do. I'm telling you that I had at one point 6 dates on one Saturday, okay? And I'm not particularly a, you know, like some sort of Don Juan DeMarco here or anything like that. I just managed to pull it together, finally got my game good, talked to enough women where I got the numbers rolling, and I had 6 dates in one Saturday. And that was when I said to myself, damn, dude, I think I'm finally getting it. And that's when life will change for you. And it doesn't take that much. It's easy to do, okay? So back to closing. On a high note, make sure you find that high note when she's laughing or she's, you know, having a good time. Great. Time to end it. Time to get going. You say something like, you know what? I got to get going. I got some friends waiting for me. But hey, it was great talking to you. And then you turn right back to her and you say, hey, you know what? I know we're going to want to talk again sometime. Give me your number. I'll give you a call sometime. All right. Or just say, hey, just give me your cell phone number. Or you could say, hey, give me your email. Or you could say, hey, give me your Facebook address. That one is actually really good. So those are the 3 you want to go for. Phone number, email, or Facebook. A lot of women find the email less intimidating to use. You can also do the Facebook one now. Whatever social media online cool tool comes up next, I'm sure you can use that. But get some method to get back in contact with her. And then don't have to tell her what you're going to do. You don't have to say, hey, you know what? I'll give you a call sometime. You don't even have to tell her that. Leave her wondering. The number one rule of show business is just as applicable here. Always leave them wanting more. Then she's going to want to have time with you. She's going to want to have that date. When you call her up and you say, hey, you know what? I was just thinking, you're pretty cool. We should go out and hang out sometime. What is she going to say to that? If she's had nothing but a positive experience with you, of course she's going to want to see you again. What sane person wouldn't? That's how you set it up in your favor. Remember, the number one rule of meeting women is simply this. A woman is never really interested in being your girlfriend. She only wants to know what's in it for her to have you as her boyfriend. Let me say that again. A woman is never really interested in being your girlfriend. What she wants to know is, what's it going to be like for her to choose you as her boyfriend? All right? See, the big mistake that most guys make, and you can totally avoid this now, is that most guys try to get the woman to give her phone number to him without giving her a reason to do it. After all, she probably gets, you know, dozens of guys that ask for her number every week, but none of them can answer this big question that's going on in her mind. Why should I give my number to you? What's in it for me? That's what a woman is thinking. What's in it for me? If you give her a fun time, she will want to give it to you because she knows there's more of that up ahead. Now, I'm going to throw on one little bonus here for you that I know you're going to totally dig. And that is, I'm going to answer for you that big, big question, when do you call her? Okay, you got her phone number, you closed on a high note, you did all the right things. Now, when do you call her back? Do you wait a day? Do you wait 2 hours? Do you wait a week? What is the real answer to this question? Well, I'll tell you right now, it is not waiting too long, all right? If you met a woman very briefly on the street during the daytime or just in a coffee shop or a bookstore or something like that, and you hit it off with her in a fairly short period of time, that means that you have an even shorter amount of time to call her back in because she's going to lose that vibe. Over time, she's going to cool off. And if she cools off too much, she's going to forget about the fun time she had with you. You want to catch her when she still remembers what a great time she had talking with you. And when she does talk to you and still remembers that, she's going to want to go out with you again, okay? But if you wait too long, she's going to cool off too much and you're going to lose it. So for any casual 5-minute encounter or approach that you may make, I would say call her back either that evening or at the very latest the next day because you don't want her to forget what a cool dude you are, right? Who knows? Maybe she gave her number to 10 other guys last night at a bar, and all those guys are about to call her too. Do you really want to get lost in that jumble? Again, we're talking about maintaining that energy, that excitement that you gave her, and making her remember it.